Hello.
Hello, my name is Aterica. I'm trying to call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I was trying to file for my unemployment, and they told me to call.
Okay, I can do that for you. Okay, ma'am, may I have your social security number?
416-13-7094.
And may I have your name and date of birth?
Marquita Moore. Date of birth is 3/20/82.
Thank you. Could I have your driver's license number and your mother's maiden name?
144-7819. Mother's maiden name is Moore.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
I'm going to read you the frog acknowledgement statement, and it's just asking, do you understand? Do you understand it knowingly making
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I gave you the wrong number for my card. But I said my ID number been the same ever since I have. They gave me a different number this time. I'm sorry.
Okay, what's your ID number?
105-16-110. Like, I had the other number for as long as I was, thought I had the same number. I just happened to look down there, and I'm like, that is not the same number.
Okay, 105-16-110.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to add it. I know you can just kick me out of, hold on, come on.
That's probably why it kicked me out of the first time, because they put in my old, but like I said, I've been having that same little ID number forever. Now I just happen to look down like, that is not that ID number.
This should work now. I'm going to ask you the four acknowledgement statements, and it's just asking, do you understand? Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Do the post office count?
They say the United States Postal Service is one of them. They do say it counts.
Because I know I worked for the postal services this time last year. Well, I quit this time last year.
Okay. And it was within the last 18 months? You want me to put yes for this? Or
yes. That's what I was trying to figure out. Because I'm like, I know they say they are federal, but they're not federal. That's why I was kind of confused with that question.
Okay, it says...
Because I had started in May of 2022, and I ended up quitting, I think, in June of 2023. So it has been 18 months, well, less than 18 months.
Okay. It says, are you filing this claim because you have recently separated from a contractor performing work under contract with the federal government?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing this claim because you have recently separated from the federal government as a civilian employee?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for an employer other than the federal government within the last 18 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? Any on to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
And your name is spelled MARQUITA?
Yes, ma'am.
And then MOORE?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And your phone number is 256-919-6280?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ask you some demographic questions now. What is your race?
Black.
What is the highest grade completed in school?
Associates.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And may I have your current address?
914 Raley, R-A-L-E-Y, Street.
And could I get the city and zip code?
Yes, in Alabama, 35903.
And do you get your mail at that same address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your last occupation, your job title?
Inspector, quality inspector.
Quality inspector, okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Ma'am?
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Well, it was actually just down for like a week for the 4th. They had shut down. I didn't receive any type of income because they had just started in May there. And I was told I can receive unemployment since we was off a whole week.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or are you attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
We just went back last night. So it'll be on the 7th.
Okay. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it won't let me put it down no more since the date already passed. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Just about 20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Ma'am.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between January the 1st, 2023 and December? Oh, they changed the dates. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking and savings account, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after approved for payments, and there are fees in regards to certain activities. If you have a checking and savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit to my checking account.
Okay. And may I have your routing number?
Wait 1 minute. It's 03-110-1279.
And may I have your account number?
16-918-618-1577.
Could you repeat that one for me one more time? I just want to make sure I have it in right.
16-91-86-18-1577.
Okay. And what kind of bank do you use?
Prime.
Okay, so it won't let us use any online banks. You can only use like a regular bank you can go to in person.
Oh, crap. I guess I'm about to get the card.
Okay. I'm going to read you the verbal disclosure for that card. Where is it? I just seen it. Okay, it says, you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the AdVantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-color AdVantage card, that card is good until the valid 3 days on the card, and payments will be made to your existing AdVantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new AdVantage prepaid account. The AdVantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Commercial Bank. Commercial Bank charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30-hour network fee. There's no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There's no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There's a $1 inactivity fee charged for 12 months with no activity. Commercial Bank charges two other types of fees. Their card placement fee, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note, customer service and card placement fee can be lowered depending on where, depending on how and where this card is used. See the loan fund disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The loan fund disclosure for the prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at labor.alabama.gov benefits card. There's no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit clpp.gov prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. And now it's just asking, do you understand the terms and conditions of Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you work for a federal agency and not a private company contracted by the federal government?
I think it's private, Fair Automotive.
Okay. And could I get the name of your last employer, the one you're filing a claim for?
Fair Automotive. F-E-H-R-E-R.
Federal Automotive.
Federal Automotive.
Federal Automotive. And could I get the location? Could I get the address for this job?
Let me see. It's 30 something. 4330 Brook Avenue, Gadsden, Alabama, 35904.
Let me see. I may have to type it in under that to see if it's going to show up. Come on. Yeah, that says that it's the same one, so that's it. Could I get the phone number for that job?
680-3333.
Okay, and what was the area code? I heard the
680-3333. 256.
So it's 256-803-3333. 680-3333. 6680-3333.
Okay, 256-680-3536.
Got it. And it's in Gadsden, Alabama. Yes, ma'am. And can I get your start date for this job?
What day I had initially started on?
Yes, ma'am. Your start date. And I'm still here, ma'am. Oh, did you say it already? I'm sorry.
Of this year.
I'm sorry, say it again. It had cut out.
May the 6th.
May the 6th.
2024.
Got it. And could I get your last day working?
Somehow from when the day I had ended for my unemployment, or
you can give me, yeah, you can give me that date. I know you said you went back yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. But we had stopped working. Let me see. It would have been the 28th. No, wait a minute. That's the wrong month. Sorry. It would have been the 27th of June.
June the 27th, 2024.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I work third shift, so we Thursday should be our last night, but we finish up that Friday morning. Do we count as that Friday, or do we still count as that Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday.
I don't know. Some people say Friday, some people say Thursday. I don't know.
It'll be Thursday since you had worked on Thursday.
Okay.
And now it's asking why are you no longer working, and it was because of that temporary shutdown.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It says, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to read you the disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making Hold on. Let me go back. You're certifying that your answers are true and accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. You match your earnings for valid wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You certify by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still here. I just had to refresh my page. Okay, ma'am. I'm going to ask you some random questions now. And this is just for identity verification. Okay, the first question is, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Irident Construction, Mid Florida Seal and Scrape, Pizza Hut, Starling Events, or none of the above?
I know I had worked at Pizza Hut when I was in high school.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 333 Starnes Park, 512 McMillian.
That one.
Okay.
The 333 Stearns Park.
Got it. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2000 Acura TI, a 2001 BMW 3 Series, a 2005 Land Rover Range Rover, a 2006 Chevrolet HHR, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I have never been associated with any of those vehicles.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, and it's just asking, do you agree to file this unemployment claim?
Yes, ma'am.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand it is your responsibility to re-familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following description telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes to reach the prostrate unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able to be able to work, as well as seeking full-time work if you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also reached for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interest in your benefits. Information booklet, Benefits, Rights, Responsibility contains information on how your claim is determined, discussion regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required work certifications. Failure to file such list in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim is not automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file a weekly certification either online on the claimant portal, click file weekly certification on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file for your weekly certification instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first week certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. With a final line by telephone, you'll need to remove your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits Rights Responsibility Booklet. Except to work requirements made for the following. Active union members have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees want to verify short-term layoff. Claims attend direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible workers' exemption. It is very important that you get free information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st, 2023, law requires you to contact at least your potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you put your weekly claims. You may not see the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least three research contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. For assistance for work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. And do you have a pen and paper, Ms. Moore?
Wait, one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
Okay, I'm going to give you your confirmation number. And that number is 489-813.
Wait, 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
489-813-405. 405.
Yes, ma'am. And that is your full confirmation number. And now I'm going to give you your PIN number.
And okay.
Your PIN number is 9482.
Okay.
And there's two phone numbers that you need. The first one, this is for the weekly certification line. And that number is 1-800-752-7389.
Uh-huh.
And you'll call this number starting this Sunday. You can call anytime between Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. And you can't call on Saturday. And what they want you to do is apply for 3 jobs each week, and then on Sunday, you'll call in and put in the dates that you apply for those jobs. And you can either use the Alabama Works, the Alabama.gov website, or you can visit a Alabama Career Center. It's just whichever you prefer, and both of those will help with your work search. And they do want you to.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
By me already going back to work, I don't have to do that, do I?
You had to do it for that 1 week.
Because I know last week I went on anyway. I normally look on Indeed anyway, be looking to see what they got or whatever. But I know I didn't go to no actual place last week or anything.
But you just had to do it for that 1 week. And you can apply for jobs online.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And so by me going back to work Sunday, I still got to call this Sunday to let them know, or?
Well, you just see, okay, since you was off during that time, then you'll just have to do the weekly certification for that 1 week let me try to get my words together. So since you were off for that 1 week, you'll only file for that week, but since you're back to work, you won't have to do it again after that. Okay. But yes, ma'am. So you don't have to go to a career center. It's just one of the things that you can do. You can also use the Alabama Works website, or you can just apply for jobs anywhere. But they do want you to register with either the Career Center or Alabama Works, and it's just so you can update your online resume. And then the last number you need, this is for the inquiry department. You only need to call this number if you have any questions. And you can call this number Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And that number is 1-800-361-4524.
You say that's the inquiry line?
Yes, ma'am. The inquiry department.
Okay.
So that was the last thing I had to tell you, Ms. Moore. And your claim has been filed. And then when you do call the 752 number, they'll ask for your PIN number. And that was the last thing. I had forgot to mention that. But your claim has been filed. And do you have any more questions, or are you okay?
So I called them Sunday, this Sunday coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And I hope you have a great day.
All right. Same to you.
Thank you.